77 WABC.
The weekend is here. Ready to start your projects around the house?
I'm in the process of refinishing a concrete patio.
Better put your game face on. And get ready to work.
All I did was turn on the water.
But if you need a little help, now's the time to call Lou.
Adrian, you're on House Smarts Radio. Good morning.
I love your show. I look forward to it every Saturday.
He's taking your calls for the next hour right here on House Smarts Radio.
You got a lot of love today. This is really good for my ego.
On 77 WABC.
Welcome in House Smarts Radio with me, Lou Manfredini. On 77 WABC, our phone number is 800-848-WABC, 800-848-9222. When you call in, say hi to, I think Izzy's answering the phones. Is that right, Nick? Is it Izzy or is Bruce coming in this morning? Bruce is there. Say hi to Bruce when you call in. Lindsay is producing as well this morning. She is on the line. Good morning, Linz. How are you? Oh, it's a little delayed. Maybe she's not on the line. Are you on the line? There you go. I heard you. Are you there, Linz? I don't think she can hear me. No. All right. Well, for some reason, I can't hear her. Anyway, how you doing, everybody? Nice to hear you. When I was listening to that music this morning, one of my favorite summer things to do is anybody watching the Big Three? You know, it's that basketball league that's going on where they've got these former NBA stars that are playing like half-court basketball. It's a complete show, but it's really a lot of fun. If you're looking for some sort of fun escape that's sports-related, I'm not a huge television watcher. And so, you know, unless it's a sports thing on TV, it's not something that I'm going to sit down and watch a television show or a series or something like that. It's just not my thing. I like radio. That's why. But anyway, we're here this morning for an hour, which we need to work on that because we need to get more than an hour. Whenever we say an hour, I'm like, wait a minute, we're just going to get warmed up, and then we're going to have to go. So if you have any kinds of questions that I can help you with, pick up the phone and give us a call, 800-848-WABC, 800-848-9222 is our phone number. A couple of really cool things coming up this morning. Lindsay found, I think she saw it on the Today Show, because when she sent it to me, I go, oh my gosh, this is the coolest thing. Do you love to camp, you know? Are you a camper? I don't know, Lindsay. I don't know if we have a connection to Lindsay yet. Can you? Do you camp at all? No. She says she's talking. She's connected, but we can't bring her up. Maybe we can connect her. I don't know, Nick. If you can see if you can get a connection with her, because I know she's standing by. Anyway, this is it's a tent. Okay, so imagine like a rooftop carrier on the top of your car. That's what this is, and it's a tent. It's so cool. It's a little pricey. You got to be a serious camper to buy this, but it's really cool. That's coming up. It's called the Roof Nest, and we're going to talk about that a little bit later on this morning. And then if you watch any, speaking of sports, or you're driving around, really, you've seen and heard of a company called Lumber Liquidators. Lumber Liquidators is one of these, you know how – a lot of companies that I always talk about, we're going to disrupt the marketplace, we're going to do whatever. I think Lumber Liquidators was one of those companies that did that before even the word disruption came into the business world, because they became this huge distributor of flooring. And you wouldn't think so, but a lot of people buy flooring. It's sort of like furniture companies. How many furniture companies can there possibly be? When you turn on the TV, every other ad is a furniture ad. You know, whether it's Bob's Discount Furniture or Raymore and Flanagan, you name it, they're all there. And you're like, do people buy this much furniture? Well, obviously they do. And they also buy a lot of flooring. So we're going to talk with one of their vice presidents in the East Coast Division about different types of flooring, a little bit of history about the company. I think you'll find it to be an interesting conversation. Our phone number is 800-848-WABC. Let's go to Bob, who's in Jersey City. Bob, you're on House Smarts Radio. Good morning.
Each, but I'm heavily medicated. So.
And we love radio because you just never know who you're going to get on the radio. I'd like to be heavily medicated too. Okay, Bob, have a good day. Be careful. We appreciate you calling this morning. 800-848-WABC, 800-848-9222. 9222 is our phone number. All right, let's do this. Let's answer some emails. We are having trouble getting a hold of Lindsay, so I'm going to read some emails myself here. How about this? All right, this comes from Buck. That's a good name. Oh, no, Linda. Her name is Linda. Her last name is Buck. That's a really good name. All right, I just gave her last name. Everybody can look her up on Facebook now. The paint is coming off our windows. Of course, we were just months over the warranty. We were told that under the paint, it is fiberglass. How do you paint this? We read reviews on Clark and Kensington. Not sure, as we don't want to do two coats. Any of your suggestions? Well, it's interesting to me that your paint, that the fiberglass, well, okay. I like the fiberglass windows. They're very nice. A lot of times people can get a coating over the top of that because typically they extrude that in a white material. And so then they kind of fuse a paint over the top of that. It's unfortunate that you're off of the warranty as well. Clark and Kensington is actually an Ace Hardware product, and it's exclusive to them. In the a few years ago, Consumer Reports did a review of, you know, paints as they normally do. Everybody loves those reviews. And Clark and Kensington was the top review. And for their exterior paint, it is a very, very good exterior paint. It's a very good interior paint, too. I've used it quite a bit, and I really do like it. The thing with the Clark and Kensington, it's a paint and primer in one. It's got mildicides in it, and it has UV inhibitors, which is what the real difference is between exterior and interior paints. And it's a really good choice for fiberglass. Now, what I will tell you is, in the areas where the paint has lifted, I would go ahead and do a little bit of sanding, get it as smooth as possible, wipe it down so there's no dirt and debris whatsoever, and then go ahead and put a nice coat. I don't know what color you're going with, but a nice coat of paint on the top of it, and even it all out. My guess is you're just going to need one coat. But if you do need two coats, the real important thing with the fiberglass, because the bonding is key, you have to allow that first coat to dry. So I would definitely give it overnight. Avoid doing it on really hot days because the material, the fiberglass or any kind of material on the outside, direct sunlight, whatever it may be, you want to lower the temperature of that substrate before you put the paint on there. A lot of times the mistake is, you know, and the problem is this is the day to do it, right? Okay, I'm going to do it today. Not today because it's raining, but, you know, and so it's 90 degrees outside and the sun is burning because this is the day you're going to do it. Then you put it on there, the paint dries too quickly, doesn't bond properly, and then it peels, which is a huge problem. So application temperature, humidity levels, all that stuff kind of plays into it. Quite frankly, a great time to do exterior painting is early fall. It's drier, cooler, the sun is a little further away from the earth, a little physics there for you, not physics, astronomy. So you could try that. If you can wait a little bit, that would be great. So good luck with that, Linda. I appreciate the email. 800-848-WABC, 800-848-9222 is our phone number. Anything I can help you with this morning, just pick up the phone and give us a call because we only have an hour. This is from Amanda. Do you recommend a tankless water heater for a house with a well? What do I need to consider when deciding between a tank or tankless? We currently have a 50-gallon tank, 3 full bathrooms, and 7 people living in the house. My wife's godmother, Joan, has a house on a lake with a well, and I'm going to say 15 years ago, I personally installed an on-demand water heater in her home. It was a Bosch. It is a Bosch because it's still running. Now, it's a smaller unit. The technology, believe me, has exploded since 15 years ago. And I was just talking to her. As a matter of fact, this afternoon, I need to go to her house because she's having a problem with the shower valve. And so that's kind of on my to-do list today. But we were talking about the water in her home, and she was telling me, oh, I've got this problem with the shower valve, and I had this plumber come over, and he said that we couldn't do anything with the valve. We'd have to break open the wall. None of that made sense to me, and I said, look, I'll stop by today. She's 80 years old, so I'm going to go and poke my head around there and see what's going on. And so when I was asking her some questions about this, I said, does your water heater still produce enough hot water? Oh, yeah, in the other shower, it's great. And in the kitchen, it's wonderful, no problems, no issues whatsoever. There is no issue when it comes to using a well because the water's pressurized just as it would be if you're using city water. As I mentioned, the technology in these products has really changed quite a bit, and so you've got a lot more choices now. Bosch still makes a nice unit, but you've got companies like Noritz, Navion, all these people make really good products. The one key element that I see is deficient in the installation is these on-demand water heaters do require a little bit of service. They do, in the manual, talk about the fact that they want you to flush the heat exchanger, I think, annually for most manufacturers. So what's important is when it gets piped, that the plumber adds a couple of valves to allow you to isolate. This is important, Amanda. We're going to have to definitely write this out to Amanda. You need two valves that isolate the water heater to allow you to flush the tank. If you say that to the plumber, hey, I got this guy. Listen to this guy in WABC. He told me that if you're going to put a tankless in there, you got to give me valves that isolate the heat exchanger so I can clean the tank. And the plumber's going to be like, wow, you're pretty smart. Okay. And you know, he'll say, well, you know, the valves are going to cost you another $20 each. It's the best $40 you're ever going to spend. And the time to do it is during the installation process because that really is important. So that's what you want to talk to them about. Do you want me to start with a read or do you want me to just play? Yes. Okay, I'll do that. Was that a 60 you gave me? Is that what you said? Yeah. All right. Let's do that. All right. Our phone number, by the way, is 800-848-WABC, 800-848-9222. You know, a pretty common problem in our area is moss, mold, mildew, and algae on outdoor surfaces. Like days like today when it's raining, you're going to see all that stuff just pop out of nowhere. You scrub it off, and then it comes right back. Now, you don't want to use bleach, right, or harsh chemicals. You need something that's a gentle, non-acidic cleaner without any bleach or phosphates. That's Wet and Forget Outdoor. You just spray it on, wet it, and forget it. Then every time it rains, like today, Wet and Forget gently cleans that black and green stuff off virtually any outdoor surface. It works on bricks, stucco, stone, decks, sidewalks, driveways, and more. With Wet and Forget, there's no scrubbing, no rinsing, or dealing with pressure washers. And if you have hard-to-reach places like roofs or second-story siding, then check out the new Wet and Forget Rapid Application Hose End. It attaches directly to your garden hose and sprays up to 30 feet, making cleaning easier. You can pick up a bottle of Wet and Forget today at your hardware store or visit them at wetandforget.com to find a store near you. I'm Lou Manfredini. This is House Smarts Radio on 77 WABC. We'll be right back.
77 WABC.
Phyllis, you're on House Smarts Radio. Good morning.
You're tuned in to Lou Manfredini.
We have been plagued with fruit flies.
And House Smarts Radio.
We've apple cider vinegar. We've crushed bananas. I've sprayed them with Windex when I see them.
Now back to your host till 8, Lou. Are
you watching My Big Fat Greek Wedding? Is that what you were doing from that scene where you just spray everything with Windex?
Right here on 77 WABC. It was early
down morning. Welcome back. House Smarts Radio with me, Lou Manfredini. Dr. Calipe. Izzy loves him. 800-848-WABC, 800-848-9222 is our phone number. Say hi to Bruce when you call in this morning with whatever question you have. We're happy to help you this morning. I think we have our technical issues figured out. Lindsay, are you standing by?
Hi.
Oh, there you are. Nice to see you.
Oh, yeah.
Nice to hear you. I can see you and I can hear you through the magic of all this technology that exists these days. It's funny. We have all this high-tech technology. Can't get the phone to work. Where's Alexander Graham Bell when you need him? Okay, am I right about this? When you sent me this Noodaloo 2, which I was super excited about, you were like, oh, yeah, don't be so impressed. I saw it on the Today Show.
I know. Well, yeah, I didn't want you to think that I was like this amazing producer who was finding all this great.
You are an amazing producer, and you do find a lot of amazing things, but this particular one... are you a camper? Are you a camper? Have you and your husband ever gone camping?
I'm a glamper.
Yeah. I've been married 28.
Really,
I've been married 28 years, and I'm pretty sure My wife and I have never gone camping. And now I'm getting to that age where we'll be driving and there'll be some gigantic motorhome, driving down the road. And I say to my wife, that could be us. And she always says, with your second wife. I go, oh, okay, so it won't be you? She goes, no way. But I love camping.
I could do that. I'm just not like a tent. I can't go and I can't like pitch a tent in the middle of the woods and be like, all right, let's
see. I like that. The whole waking up. I'm telling you what, if you're that kind of tent camping, if you're depending on where you are in the world, you wake up in the morning and the dew is out there and you can smell it, you know, it's the best feeling. I sleep so well in a tent. It's been a while since I've done that.
But what about on the roof of your car?
Well, let's take a listen about our Noodaloo 2 right now.
Like it or not, camping has changed more in the last decade than it has in the previous century. From solar-charged products to straws that let you drink right out of a river, hitting the open road just isn't quite the same as it was when you were a kid. Now, that's not to say these developments are a bad thing. Sleeping out under the stars in the wilderness is more accessible than ever for anyone. The latest trend, the rooftop tent, taking the outdoors community, van lifers, and gearheads across the world by storm. One of the most affordable and easy-to-use systems is the Roof Nest. The Roof Nest is an aerodynamic fiberglass box that attaches directly to any roof rack with crossbars and instantly expands to create a cozy, protected bedroom. There's enough room in the Roof Nest to store all your bedding right in the tent, so it's always ready and saves the space in your vehicle. With an impermeable fiberglass top and waterproof canvas walls, you'll stay warm and dry inside your Roof Nest, even when Mama Nature insists on getting you wet. Once you park your car, you can comfortably rest inside your Roof Nest rooftop tent in under 2 minutes. The stainless steel gas struts make the tent pop up as soon as you unbuckle it. The Roof Nests aren't cheap, but if you are a serious camper, this thing's worth every penny. I mean, it basically turns your car into a camper. They start at about $2,100, but they are actually the most reasonably priced of its sort, made well and easy to pop up. You can find out more at roofnest.com. I'll also put a picture and a link right up on Lou's Facebook page, so fly on over, little birdie, and check it out. That's this week's New to Lou 2.
Well, so then this bodes to that I'm not as tied into the camping world as I want. You said of the ones that are out there, it's the most reasonably priced. So there are other people that make this kind of thing?
Yeah.
So it is. So imagine a rooftop carrier on your home, on top of your car. You know, who is it? Thule makes one. Kangaroo is another one. When it's collapsed, it's super narrow. As far as the overall height of the unit, which is really cool. And what I'm curious about is, and I need to look on their website, is how long it is when you're up there. So, I'm 6'3". Am I sleeping on an angle?
84 inches long.
7 feet long. Okay, so that's good. You know, unless you're mellow. You're going to fit up there, right? I mean, it's at 7 feet long. That's good. Most cars, I wonder, you know, that roof rack of your car has a weight limit. And so you do have to be mindful of that. I think that if you drive a little Chevy Trax or something like that, or a Ford Escape, you know, the roof rack might only hold 250 pounds. So, I mean, certainly, Lindsay, if you were camping by yourself, it's not a problem. But if you had another person in there in that tent, because it is two people can fit in the tent. It's really kind of cool. So I think it's a neat idea. And to your point, it turns your car into a camper, like an old VW bus, you know, the Westfala, right, or whatever they're called, Sviala. The tent lifts up off the top. It's similar to that right on top of your car. So it's cool. Check it out. It's up on our Facebook page if you'd like any information about it and to learn more about the Roof Nest.
Roof? Like
your roof is on fire. 800-848-WABC, 800-848-9222 is our phone number. Let's talk about an email from Dolores. I have a few ditches in my yard where trees were removed. I had them filled with gravel, and now I'm not sure what my options are. Do you have any ideas? Filled with gravel. Gravel's an interesting choice to put in your yard. I mean, certainly you could put gravel, but you would more than likely, I'm assuming you have landscaping in your yard, you need to add about 4 inches of topsoil to that gravel. And what's going to happen is that topsoil is going to settle into the gravel a little bit. So you're going to put it on there, have a landscaper roll it so it compacts a little bit, and then another thin layer loosely of dirt over the top of it so that you can either plant grass or if you want to do some kind of bushes. Keep in mind that if you're going to plant any kind of bushes or trees, when you go to dig, you've got gravel underneath there, and so it's going to be something that's going to be difficult to open up, and also for some kind of, you know, bushes or so to grow, because the gravel, the roots will work around there, but you want some sort of soil to grab onto it, which you know, so the roots can be fertile and grab on there. So just keep that in mind. But 4 inches of soil is a good depth to be able to give you some options depending on what it is you want to plant there. Ground cover, even a small tree, once again, would be nice. I don't spend a ton of time in around Jersey, but I was in Rumson, New Jersey this week. We were filming some episodes of House Smarts, and my gosh, is that a beautiful part of the state? The homes there are just spectacular. And we were filming at a home there, working with a designer for our House Smarts TV show, and just had a lovely time. And then we drove a little bit towards the water by a couple of beach clubs and had some lunch. And you know how when you're working and you go to a place to have some lunch and you really want a beer, but you have to go back to work?
It was
one of those days. And it was one of those places where we were all sitting there going, boy, wouldn't it be nice to have a really ice cold beer right now, but we all had to go back to work.
I mean, you might have done your work a little better. I mean, like loosened up on camera, you know, Lou?
Right, because I'm so, that's my problem.
Rigid.
I'm very tense.
Right.
I'm very rigid. I'm not loose whatsoever. So anyway, but it was just a beautiful part of town, and we really, really had a nice time, and everybody was so nice to us. It was really fun. A place called Tommy's, I think it was called. It was really good. Here, Tommy. Here, little love to you, Tommy. All right. Our phone number is 800-848-WABC, 800-848-9222. When we come back, we're going to talk with the vice president of the Northeast area for a company called Lumber Liquidators. You've heard of them before. They are a supplier of flooring for your home. They've been around quite some time, and they kind of invented the disruption of retail long before I think that word was even a thing. So anything I can help you with this morning, just pick up the phone and give us a call. Happy to do it. We have about a half hour left in House Smarts Radio. Don't go away. We'll be right back.
77 WABC.
You're tuned in to House Smarts Radio with Lou Manfredini. Now's the time to call in with your home improvement questions. And when we pick up, we'll say,
hello, I love you, won't you tell me?
And then you'll say,
hello.
Or,
hello.
Or,
hello, darkness, my old friend.
And then we'll say,
good morning.
And then you'll say,
help, I need somebody.
And then Lou will jump in and say,
if you got a problem.
Here he is now on 77 WABC.
Welcome back. Lou Manfredini here with you. House Smarts Radio on 77 WABC. Our phone number is 800-848-WABC. Virginia is in Brooklyn. Virginia, you're on House Smarts Radio. Good morning.
Good morning. Hi, Lou.
The reason
I'm calling is this fall we'll be removing a 12x24 above ground pool, and what's going to be left is a big base of sand in that space. And we have a deck that was built out to one side of the pool to allow access. So we know we're going to have to alter that side of the deck. But my concern is what I can fill that space in with, because we have complete shade in the backyard from neighbors' trees, and we've tried grass years ago and it didn't work. So I was thinking along the lines of pavers, but I wanted some suggestions as to what would be a good type of paver.
Are you going to, Virginia, are you going to take that deck out? Because is it sort of round? What, the pool, I assume, was round, right?
It was oval, but it wasn't built all the way around the pool. No, the deck is from the deck is going to remain.
Oh, okay.
But we're going to alter that side where we put the ladder in, you know. So
maybe you're going to take that deck and maybe put a new set of stairs to kind of go down to this area?
Exactly. Yeah. So okay. My concern is, since grass will not grow here,
yeah,
I know we're going to have to replenish the soil and all that, but then I was thinking maybe pavers would be a good idea in that space.
I love the paver idea, and you know what's interesting is because you've had that pool there, I'm assuming, for quite some time.
Yes.
That soil underneath that pool is super compacted. So that's exactly what we want when we put any kind of paver down there to keep it moving. Now, they may actually come in and excavate a little bit more because in a perfect world, you've got a good 4 inches of compacted gravel, and then the setting sand goes on top of that. But you could do a combination of, depending on the back of your home, with that deck, maybe think about doing a more generous set of stairs on width, you know, like maybe even something that's 5 or 6 feet wide.
Uh-huh.
And something, if you have the depth, to make them almost like, instead of stairs, but like platforms, where you'd have larger, let's say you step down and the step is actually almost 2 feet long. How high, when you're standing down by where the pool is, how high was the deck? About shoulder height?
I would say 3 feet, maybe.
Okay, all right. So if you came down with something like that, what's nice about those larger platforms like that is from a design standpoint, you could do something like planters where you put flowers and really kind of, you know, spruce up the bring some life to the back of the home. And then where that area is, where the pool is, you could do a combination of pavers, ground cover that doesn't require a lot of sunlight, that can meld it all together. And then you can have a really nice sitting area that if you were going to do pavers, I mean, do you enjoy spending time outside? Obviously, if you have a pool, you did.
Yeah.
Maybe a fire pit, and it can even be a movable fire pit.
Sorry, not to interrupt, but the fire pit idea is not something we want to do.
You don't want to do that.
I mean, we're both senior citizens. We're not going to sit around it. You know, I'm more interested in, like, maybe some, you know, when we have company, place where people could sit or something.
Sure. Well, then, you know, one of the things that you could do, too, if you did the pavers, you could do some sort of outdoor sectional, which is really nice.
Mm-hmm.
And then you got to keep it covered from the rain, but you can get a cover for it. It's not a big deal. And I'll tell you what, we have a patio on our home that for years we used to have a table and chairs, and we just never used it. And finally, a couple years ago, my wife said, why don't we get one of these outdoor sectionals, which are really not that expensive. You know, what they call it, all-weather wicker, which means it's plastic.
Right.
But the fabric's really nice and forgiving. We're out there, Virginia, all the time. And I'll make one more pitch for the fire pit. It's a propane fire pit, so it's like a piece of furniture. You put a propane tank in it. You walk over. You go click, click, click. It lights up. It's the nicest thing, especially in the fall and early spring. It's really fun, and it sets a mood. And so even though you're senior citizens, it might be something to consider.
Well, it's an option. But getting back to the paver idea,
yep.
You had said something about ground covers, but I'm not sure what kind of ground cover would even work in this, total shade space. You know, I'm just saying, if we didn't go with the pavers and we tried a ground cover, what would you suggest?
Most of the ground cover you'll see works in shaded areas. And so you'll see that it's, you know, hopefully you get a little bit of dapple of sunlight, but what I would do is work with, a landscape contractor to make some recommendations. There's a bunch of stuff that works in those shaded areas, and you'll be amazed at how much it will grow and come in. Some kind of seating area will work out just fine for you. Also, There are dense shade grass seeds available. Actually, Bonide makes a product called DuraTurf, and their dense shade grass seed grows where you can't grow other grass. And so that may be something to consider with a combination of the ground cover as well. Virginia, thank you so much for your phone call. I want to move on to our guest that I told you about was going to join us this morning. On the phone line is Andrew Eaton, who is the Vice President of the East Division with Lumber Liquidators. Andrew, good morning, and thank you for joining us on House Smarts Radio.
Good morning, Lou. Let me thank you for letting us join you today on your show.
Absolutely. I talked a little bit, I don't know if you heard, about the fact that, you know, the big buzzword these days in any kind of business, it seems like in the tech business, is disruption, right? Oh, we're going to disrupt how people do business. And, you know, Amazon, for instance, is a perfect example of a company that has disrupted the retail world. But when I think about that term, and I think about a company that probably did that long before it was a buzzword, I mean, here's Lumber Liquidators. You guys have been around how long now?
Well, we first got started out in 1993, pretty much out of the back of a pickup truck, and our very first store opened up in 1996 in Roxbury, Massachusetts. So we've been around a long time.
A long time, and I think that at the time people were like, what is this? It's like a huge wholesaler for flooring. How can people buy that much flooring? But obviously, your founders have proved the fact that there's a huge demand, and I know that your business, it just continues to grow and thrive, and you have a lot of options for people when it comes to good, better, best, and different types of materials to put down on the floor.
Yeah, we sure do. We actually have about 400 stores that are all across the country. We are North America's largest specialty retailer of hardwood flooring, and we carry over 400 different floors in all the latest styles. We carry solid hardwoods, engineered hardwoods, bamboo, cork, laminate, waterproof vinyl plank, and even wood look tile.
Now, I know that you have the stores, but you also have an online presence that it's quite thriving as well, correct?
Yeah, it's actually pretty impressive, and honestly, Lou, most of our customers visit our website before they come into the store. So oftentimes when we're working with people in the store, they come in with a pretty good idea of the type of style that they're looking for, and then we're kind of able to help narrow down some options for them and help them make the right choice.
Now, when you started, you were primarily wood, and I know that that's still a huge part of your business. And I personally, you know, when it comes to flooring, I mean, I'm amazed at all the different styles now. And as a former builder myself, I'm still a big fan of hardwood because, in the sense of, you know, the true hardwood, you know, the 3/4 inch, it's one of those floors that you can renew, which, you know, not a lot of other flooring options allow you to do that. And certainly there are examples, people live in their homes that they bought, you know, they're built in 1920, they resand those floors, they look beautiful. But when it comes to choosing hardwood now, even that has gotten, you know, the list has grown quite a bit in the advent of all the different species that are available and, mind you, affordable.
Right. Yeah, and it's great because the trend today, Lou, is honestly, it's less about fitting perfectly into one frame of style with all these different species that are out there and all these different colors and choices, and it's becoming more about just creating spaces from the floor up that are reflective of you, your family, and your lifestyle. So we're encouraging customers, you know, don't be afraid to mix colors, plank widths, or even to try a unique pattern. The bottom line with real wood flooring is it's stunning, it's gorgeous, it's beautiful, and you can really create a space that you love so you always look forward to coming home.
Right. Now, with you guys and your retail stores that you have across the country, I'm just curious, is it the type of thing where, you know, you've got these showrooms, you got a lot of it in stock? I mean, what is the availability for people when they come in to look at one of your stores?
That's a great question, Lou. Honestly, we have great availability in all of our stores. We do a very good job of keeping our best-selling products in stock. And we also have very large distribution centers on each coast. And so our stores get replenished every week with trucks. So if there is a floor that a customer purchases, it's not necessarily in stock at that same day. We usually have it at the store that's ready for it to be delivered or picked up by them within about a week.
Of your customers, Andrew, what is the percentage, or do you even know, you probably do know, of the people that want to do it themselves versus people that want it done for them?
That's one of the main things that we try to work on with customers as soon as they come into our showroom, is we try to ask the right questions to figure out if they are a do-it-yourselfer, or a lot of our customers are actually the doers. They're the pros. We get a lot of contractors that do business with us. Then there's also the do-it-for-me people that come in, which, you know, we end up professionally delivering and installing their floors for them. But on average, we're finding that it's the actual percentage of do-it-yourselfers is pretty small. Most people were either sent into our stores by a contractor that they're already working with,
right,
or they're planning on having having us install it for them. It is kind of a complex sale, especially when you get with the hardwoods. You know, we certainly have all the tools and everything available to help somebody that wants to do it themselves, and all the instructions, but it's a smaller percentage than the do-it-for-me customers or the pros, for sure.
So the installation services then for Lumber Liquidators is a big part of what you offer to customers.
Yeah, at Lumber Liquidators, we really try hard to make it a seamless experience. We like to be able to put together the project with the customer, help them pick out the floor of their dreams. We even have, you know, financing and payment options that helps out there. And we like our customers to take advantage of our delivery and installation services, just so really they don't have to lift a finger. And we know that that's the best way to get the job done right the first time.
Right, right. Well, I think that with any company, knowing, you know, you've been around that long and the fact that you guys have grown, I have heard from listeners and viewers over the years who have been very happy with their purchases from you guys. And so whatever it is you're doing, keep doing it, because, you know, selection and choice is key. And I mean, I think a lot of times what, you know, people default to is they go to the big box store and they say, oh, well, here's the flooring that I can choose from. And the selection's just, you know, it's narrow, right? And you can't, and for a lot of this stuff, it's hard to look at it and make a decision on a swatch that's, you know, 3 inches by 3 inches. And so seeing that stuff and seeing more of a selection, I think, is always beneficial to a homeowner.
Yeah, and I really appreciate the kind words. And honestly, the key thing with Lumber Liquidators, Lou, is every single store is staffed with flooring experts. You know, that's all we do is floors.
Right.
We can provide advice and even professional services for everything that we sell. And I think that's one reason why customers really love shopping with us.
You don't offer a dating service or anything like that at Lumber Liquidators?
No dating services here, Lou.
You know, it's all about the dating app. I don't know. Bring that up at the next meeting. Andrew Eaton is Vice President of the East Division of Lumber Liquidators. Their website is lumberliquidators.com. If you need a new floor, you might want to check it out. Andrew, thanks so much for joining us this morning.
Thank you for having me, Lou. I appreciate it.
You got it. You're listening to House Smarts Radio with me, Lou Manfredini. We're going to take a quick break and be back right after this.
77 WABC.
You're tuned in to Lou and House Smarts Radio right here on 77 WABC.
Bling, blang, a hammer with my hammer. Zingo, zango, cutting with my saw. Bling, blang, hammer with my hammer. Zingo, zango, cutting with my saw.
I like this song. Welcome back, House Smarts Radio with me, Lou Manfredini. Just a few more minutes left in our show this morning. Let's talk to Wanell, who's in Manhattan. Wanell, you're on House Smarts Radio. Good morning.
Good morning. Thank you for taking my call.
Absolutely. How can I help you?
I just had a beautiful closet built in my bedroom, and I haven't been able to sleep in that room since it was built. I am tearing my sinus. It's act up, and my throat is closes. So I'm wondering, I haven't been able to get in touch with the builder yet, and I don't know what to do. Is there some? I'm afraid. I know I can't wipe down the laminate with wet water, I was told. I need to use Windex or something, some other. So I know it's a pressed wood, and It's beautiful, but I can't go into the room without feeling
reaction. Okay, wait. So you said you had you had one of these custom closets built, like like shelving and whatnot, not construction of a new closet with drywall and stuff like that.
And no, just built it, cut and brought in and assembled.
I think you are alert. You know, that press wood has formaldehyde in it.
Yeah.
And so if they manufactured the shelving themselves, then it could be that what they call off-gassing is occurring. When did they complete this, Juanel?
Monday.
Okay.
The 7th.
Tell me a little bit about this closet in relationship to a window in that room. Is there something, if you left the door open, are you only affected when you go into that room, or how's the rest of the apartment?
I closed the door. I didn't get it before I realized that I was having a reaction that night when I went to bed. And then I got up, went into the living room, and slept. And as soon as I got into the living room, after 5 minutes, I was okay.
Yeah.
So,
all right, let's do this. This is what I want you to do. I want you to go get a couple of fans, and I want you to open up that closet, and I want you to put a fan on the floor blowing out and in the window in that bedroom. In the window in that bedroom, put a fan in there blowing out as well.
Okay.
And then do that for at least 24 hours, if not more.
Okay.
Because what we need to do is that probably if they manufactured the shelving, then they're going. We need to get that off gassing out of there, and it takes a little while to do that. Wiping it down isn't going to make a difference because it's what's in the actual mix of the wood, and we need to get that off. If it's not better within about 48 hours.
Yeah.
You may need to go with a different type of material and talk to this closet person because of this reaction.
Mm-hmm. I did before.
Yeah. Put the fans in there, and I think that you'll be. It should work out. Juanel, thank you so much for your phone call. Hey, Wet and Forget is the easy outdoor cleaner now available in rapid application hose end with up to a 30-foot reach. Easily clean annoying black streaks on your roof without getting on a ladder. Thank you so much for listening, everybody. Lindsay for producing. Bruce and Nick for helping out. We'll be back next week with more House Smarts Radio.
77 WABC.